بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فوالله لئن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Alhamdulillah, all praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are seated here with a concern for deen. The example is given of one farmer. He's on the mountain. It's a high mountain, and on top it's nice and cold. So the quality of a snake is, when it's cold, then that snake becomes dormant, inactive, looking almost dead. So this farmer on that mountain, he finds a nice youth snake. And for him, that snake is dead. So he picks it up. And he puts it around his shoulders. And he walks down the mountain. He comes to the first village. And he announces to the people, come and see what I have caught. So all the people gather. And he places the snake down. And they all pour out money for him. So he fills his pocket nicely as well. And then he picks up that snake and he walks further down that mountain to the second village. And he does the same thing. And he makes even bigger money there as well. And he continues now, village after village, coming down and further down the mountain, not realizing that as he's coming down, it's getting warmer as well. And that snake slowly is getting some life as well. By the time he comes to the seventh village, and he gathers the people, and then he places the snake down, before he can say anything, then that snake stands up and leave everyone else. That farmer is the first one to run. So that's the quality of his snake. When it's cold, and then that snake is almost dead. But when it's hot, then that snake is under attack. That's our nafs, our desire. You see, in the month of Ramadan, we just came out from the month of Ramadan. We were fasting. We were in that beautiful, blessed month. And that nafs desire almost felt dead. And then sometimes on the inside we felt that I'm now completely cured. There's no illness within. Not realizing that desire in that pious environment feels good, feels pious, but little bit in temptation. And now that true colors come out. You see, that rose, to remain that rose in that rose garden is quite easy and simple. But for the same rose to remain that rose in that hot desert sands, that's a test. Now, you see, this desire you can't experiment with. One person, he came out of drugs. 50 years he was clean. Now in the life of a drug addict, it's an achievement. 50 years to be clean after being in it. So they interviewed him that, brother, how does it feel? 50 years clean. So he gave a very sad reply. He said that, I still have a crave for just one more. Now that's desire. When sometime it tasted something, if the person is not careful till the end, it's a haunt. One youngster was mentioning, he says that he managed to discipline himself to this level, that if he is walking, and if something beautiful comes in front, then he's managed to discipline himself to this level that he drops his gaze down. Now for a youngster to reach that level of discipline, an achievement. But in the same line he says that, but if I'm walking and driving by is a car and some loud music is playing and maybe it was an old number which I used to listen to in the past, he said, enough. He just like grips me and pulls me back in that direction. You have to understand, especially for the youngster of today, when you speak of that music, it's one of the easiest tools of controlling and reprogramming. You see, sometimes what happens is it takes the person into ecstasy, pleasure, on a so-called high. And at times it takes a person into violence, into rage. The person has gone wild. Now what's happened is that emotion has been touched. And when that happens, that heart becomes very receptive thereafter. And many a time the messages are now implanted in that heart. And then the person is moving. And slowly that music is soaking. And is part of the blood system. And now when the person reaches that point now, then nothing must come in my way of sin and fun. Now the person is closed to accepting and listening. And then he's distancing himself from the masjid, from anything of goodness. That is why that simple message is, the person gets the music out of their life before the music takes the person out of the fold of Islam. This desire, sometimes a person will say, no, Mawlana, we on the light, soft, not on anything metal and rock and hard. We don't experiment with too heavy stuff. It's not something small or something soft. Because sometimes a person is moving so well. His salah, his Quran, that Fajr salah. And then it just was one weekend. Or sometime that one holiday. And maybe it wasn't in Durban because everyone knows me here. It was in Cape Town. And sometime it gets more dangerous. I went on business to China. Now there's even more freedom from within. The nafs is feeling that extra freedom. And then a person did something. Or he saw something. Or he tasted something. And he felt, no, it's only light. Not realizing, he got a taste of it. And that desire when he tastes something, it's a now call from within. One youngster was telling me, he said, Mawlana, initially it was once a year, Cape Town. But Mawlana, I didn't realize, and I thought I knew my limits. I was just experimenting a bit. No, once a year only. But that year now took very long to come, once a year. So then he started looking for a place closer by. And then before a person knows it, it's now becoming deeply rooted. And if a person is not careful sometimes, he was moving so well. And then that one weekend or that one holiday, and then he feels now, I'm crippled. And maybe it takes weeks, months, years to come back on track. And if a person is not careful, sometimes the whole life passes by. And if the person just doesn't find that pathway again. So it's not experimenting. We cannot be experimenting. That driveway, and then there's one small plant growing on the center of the driveway. It's small. And the man is strong, and that plant is weak. And the man could just pick it up and throw it away, but he left it there. He said, no, it's nothing serious. And then it's growing, and he's also growing older. And now it becomes a tree, and it's deeply rooted. It's a trunk. And the man has gone old. He's gone weak. And now it's not easy as just picking up that trunk and putting it aside. It's now in the system. A person was initially once a year, and once in 3 months. They became once a week. And it's been deeper in the system. We have to understand and remind ourselves that as a person is aging, then the firmness against the desire, at times it weakens, which means I am stronger today than tomorrow. So there should be no delay. MashaAllah, we just came out of the month of Ramadan. Definitely that strength is still there with the command of Allah. There should be no delay. That is why Mawlana Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, in a beautiful line he mentions that the original prescription. A person is looking for a prescription, he's looking for a cure. So Maulana writes the original prescription for any spiritual illness. Sometimes I'm listening to something. Sometimes I'm seeing something. Sometimes I'm going somewhere. Sometimes the mind is thinking something. So the original prescription Maulana writes is determination. A time comes in a man's life, he says, now, I saw enough, and I went enough, and I tried enough. Now that from within, the determination, otherwise the talks may continue, and the whatever may continue around us, but until from within, the determination that the willpower does not come from within, that look now, we had enough, we did enough, now it's time we become really serious in life. Allah Ta'ala is waiting for us. And you know, this person is moving sometimes, and sometimes the big block at times is that mixing. When I speak of mixing, at times that concept of parada, mashallah, outside the home it's observed. But the whole world must realize and know that, mashallah, I'm changing. But then within the family circles at times, within the home, amongst friends, sometimes that level is falling. That now, it's a family day, all the family is together. And as a grandfather, it's a joyous occasion, so you feel so nice, whole family is together. But not realizing that, look here now, these grandchildren of mine, they are young, and they have feelings. And now we got them all together, the girls and the boys, girl cousins, boy cousins. Outside the home, mashallah, the parada is on. And the security is there. And now within the home now, at times we become a bit relaxed, not realizing that that concept of being unfamiliar, that in itself is a barrier at times. For a strange man to suddenly get very close to a strange woman, because there's that strangeness. So the chances of it happening immediately is not really there. But now within the family circle, friend circle, now that being unfamiliar is not there. So that one barrier is removed. And we don't realize what happens after that. Like one educated person, he goes up to the alim and he says, but you'll make it difficult for us. My wife's nieces, I must make parada from them. We all understand that as a maternal uncle, paternal uncle, there's no real parada from that uncle and the niece. But as far as the wife's nieces, she is the paternal aunt or maternal aunt, her nieces, that husband has to make parada from them. So this person tells the alim, you're making it difficult for us. So that alim understood now, if I'm going to speak hadith and Quran and proofs and laws, this man won't really understand. So in his language, he asked that man, you know, with honesty of heart, tell me, when that niece of yours comes running to you and she hugs you, what happens? So that man had to drop his head down in shame. Dropped his head down in shame. And he had to admit, he was getting that full enjoyment, that satisfaction. See, that small girl, that niece, maybe she was 2 and 3, she was running and greeting and meeting that uncle. Now she's growing up. She's 9, she's 11. Her body is taking shape. Those features, feminine ones, are now displaying itself. And now that man has to take that level of security. And then sometime in that home now, a person, the whole family is together, and then something is happening. And then it shouldn't be, we wait for something really to happen, and then a person says, okay, I made a mistake. That is why Mufti Mahmud Gangohi Rahmatullahi, he gives 3 beautiful guidelines on his concept of parada. And the easy way to remember it is the word ACE. A-C-E. A for alone. That man can never be alone with that woman who he has to make parada from. Be it in that office, workplace, wherever it is. that man can never be alone. And then C for casual. That we don't become casual. Or those who we have to observe parada from, we don't become casual. There's no need to ask her, how was the day, how was the Ramadan? She's a stranger. She's not supposed to be speaking to me or I to her. So that casual nature. And then the E is the most dangerous at times, the eyes. It's when the eyes of the man meets the eyes of that strange woman, then in that split moment, such electric charges are exchanged. Sometimes the pen can't write it, the tongue can't express it, but it happened. And now with that cell phone, all three are happening. Number one is, I'm all alone on that screen with that woman. And then it's casual. We are chatting away. And then with the built-in camera, it's visual. The eye contact. And the person wants to move. But there's one blockage in the way. That is why there's something called guilt. And guilt is a gift. As long as the man is feeling guilty, there's hope. Look after that gift. When the knock is on the heart, that the time to change, we don't delay. It's like the friend knocked at the front door. And then we opened. And then we closed the door on that friend's face. That friend may never knock again. Allah Ta'ala loves us. In this beautiful month of Ramadan, that call was made at times. Oh, my servant, you come back to me now. And it shouldn't be we felt, no, we still got years to go. A bit more enjoyment. And then we closed that door. And in that call, whether it comes again, when it will come again. So that guilt, we look after the gift of guilt. Otherwise, when that gift is not looked after, then after some time the person becomes bold. There's no more guilt. Another person will publicize this sin, not feeling anything. You know, one youngster, he tells me, he says he was in the university, he was studying. So after many years of qualifying, he happened to be in the area, so he said, okay, let me just go and visit my old campus. So he went in. He said all he did was he entered and then he stopped with that shock at the environment. He teared, he turned around and returned, telling and asking himself, how did I survive those years in this environment? So I told him, the example is the mechanic. He's busy with the cars. And his overall is full of grease. Now if a 5 liter black paint is thrown on him, he won't feel a difference because the grease is all over. But the one who has a white clean kurta, one drop of black ink on it is enough. The person is feeling the dirt. I need to clean it out. So I told him, look here, you were 3-4 years in the campus. In that environment. So to say, in the grease. So you didn't really feel it. Now you came out. And when you came out, you made an effort on yourself. That salah, maybe you went out in the path of Allah, the zikr of Allah, the Quran. Now that heart became very sensitive thereafter. Now just one glance at where you were before, it was too much for you to handle. Understand, we were in the month of Ramadan. That fasting, that extra Quran, that Taraweeh Salah, definitely this heart has taken a form. The blessing of taking the name of Allah, this heart becomes very sensitive to the slightest beauty. Maybe before that at times, the person is looking at the worst on the phone, and sometimes he's almost feeling nothing. And now when that degree of purity has come from within. Now, leave looking at wrong on that phone. A woman is completely covered in parada. And she is maybe 200 meters away from me. Now just what glance at her is enough to now rush that person into a passion. Because that level of sensitivity, when that degree of purity of that heart increases, accordingly the person's security level has to increase as well. Before maybe I was a bit more, not too much on the guard. Now I need to be extra on guard. This month of Ramadan, I secure things in this beautiful heart of mine. I can't just lose it all. And understand as we're moving, something to call the high tide and the low tide. At times, the person is, mashallah, enjoying ibadat, the worship of Allah. And there's almost no desire from within. And then at times, definitely that low comes in. That test in between. That now there's no real enjoyment in the Quran recitation, in coming to the salah. But from within, there's a strong urge to commit a certain sin. Sometime an urge which we never had before. And now at that point, a person has to be very careful. At times, the whisper comes in from shaitan. That you see now, for 1 month you looked after yourself. And now you're getting such urges which you never had before. So, it was a wasted effort on your part. Immediately we need to be turning to Allah. That, oh Allah, what istighfar, what repentance. Oh Allah, you tell her, you keep me firm. Because that low feeling, that's a test on the path. We have to continue moving. That is why there's two simple words. One is called courage, and the other is called encourage. One is, we beg Allah, oh Allah, give me that courage. That how I was moving in the month of Ramadan, I continue moving. That courage. And for that courage, we encourage. The beauty of encouraging others is not we move alone, we move with the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And encouraging, you know, a person is encouraging, as he's encouraging, from within his courage is building as well with the command of Allah. So we don't only look within ourselves in terms of, I'm weak. If we just look at within the weakness, then a person is falling. Now and then we have to keep on moving the gaze towards Allah's greatness, that, oh Allah, like how you kept me moving in the month of Ramadan, oh Allah, out of the month of Ramadan, you keep me moving as well. So the gaze away from our weakness towards Allah's greatness, that, oh Allah, you keep me moving. And the example of the tree and the man with the axe, and he's hitting at the tree, and he hit 1, 2, 3. When he hit number 10, the tree fell down. It took 10 to drop the tree down. Now if the man, he hit 1, 2, 3 and he stopped at 9, thinking to himself that I'm wasting my time, the tree wouldn't have fallen. He just needed one more strike. Now from within, at times, a person tried once to give up, and he tried the second time. He tried one Ramadan and that second Ramadan, and he's just feeling that I'm still in the same place. Sometimes he just needed one more try. And with the command of Allah, that heart opens up. And the nur of hidayat and guidance, that light enters. We told our child once and twice and thrice, and we stopped telling the child, not realizing that maybe the child needed one more reminder for Allah Ta'ala to open that child's heart. So we have to continue trying, continue moving. We can't allow shaitan to ever keep us on that low in terms of giving up. A person is looking at himself, then he feels, I won't make it. But if he changes his focus towards Allah, the greatness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, and he keeps on that courage and encouraging, inshallah, one day with the command of Allah, the person won't just be walking, he'll be moving at that pace, reaching out and meeting Allah, the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us a correct understanding, ability to practice, pass on to others. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.